Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. So friends, excuse me while I take a sip of coffee. I've got to get something across my throat. Perhaps you hear my frog in my throat. I have COVID. Thanks to somebody that decided to come to a parish council meeting on Tuesday night that had it, or was a carrier, or was about to have it. But how would that person know, right? Anyway, whoever it was, I offer up a prayer for that person that they get better and that they get to feeling top notch. And I'm also praying that I feel better and I get to feeling top notch. I want to thank my good friend Linda Behrens, who sometimes listens to the show, although usually on tape delay. Usually streaming, she listens when I remember to send her the link, because she took time out of her busy day and brought me chicken noodle soup and crackers. And she also brought me a tomato soup and a creamy tomato soup. I've already had one chicken noodle soup, and it was really good, and it helped a lot. And the other one will help tonight or tomorrow. So anyway, let's talk about the saint of the day. You don't want to talk about my health issues, and I don't want to talk about my health issues, to be honest. So the saint of today is Pope Saint Hyginus, Hyginus. And the information that I've got today comes from a website called popehistory.com. That's Pope, P-O-P-E, history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y.com. So Pope St. Hyginus was the only pope to ever be known by his name, and he was the ninth man to assume the papacy. He later became a saint due to the fact that it is believed, though not proven, that he was martyred for the faith. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. So ancient records do not indicate much about the early life and times of Pope St. Hyginus. He was born somewhere around the year 74, and he was Greek. We think he was born in Athens, but again, we're not 100% sure. That's a guess. He spent his early life in Achaia, which was part of the Roman Empire. There are those who believe that he was a philosopher and worked with theologians before he moved to Rome. It was in Rome that he met Valentinus and other theologians of the time. These meetings helped shape his beliefs as pope. His time in Rome also exposed him to some of the heretics he would later encounter and instilled him with a commitment to the Catholic Church. I wish we all had that commitment to the Catholic Church. Now, according to some records, Pope St. Hyginus was the first pope to regulate the Easter holiday. Not only did he call for celebrations to be held on Sundays, but he regulated the concept that all churches in the West use the same idea. Pope St. Hyginus also lived in Rome at the same time that Cerito did. Cerito was a known heretic that recanted his early beliefs and became a member of the church again. When he began preaching heretic teachings again, the church excommunicated him. I think I got something. He was a Gnostic, and he was a predecessor of Marian of Sinope. And he, it doesn't say what heresies that he taught. But one thing that the Liber Pontificatus also relates is that Pope Saint Hyginus organized the hierarchy and established the order of ecclesiastical precedence. Excuse me, his clerum composite distrif gradus. This general observation recurs also in the biography of Pope Hormisotus, but has no historical value. According to Louis Duquesne, the writer probably referred to the lower orders of the clergy. The ancient sources contain really no information as his having died a martyr. At his death, he was buried on the Vatican Hill near St. Peter's tomb. One thing that Pope St. Hyginus instituted was godparents at baptism. The idea of godparents was to assist the newly baptized Catholic in their practice of the faith. He also decreed that all of the churches in Christendom, and remember, when he was Pope, there was only one church. I don't think we had had any of the schisms yet. So there was only one church that, interestingly enough, called itself the Church. It didn't have a name and still really doesn't have a name. It's referred to as the Roman Catholic Church. But if you read papal writings, the Pope always writes to the Church and not to the Catholic Church or the Roman Catholic Church, but to the Church. So anyway, he decreed that all churches be consecrated, which means that there's a special blessing that the bishop does. And it's really interesting. If you've never seen a church consecrated, find a new church that's opening in your area and find out when the bishop is going to be there to consecrate the church. It is a beautiful and moving ceremony. Let's see. The Uber Pontificatus Callus tells us that Hyginus was Greek by birth. Irenaeus says that the Gnostic Valentinius came to Rome in Hyginus's time, remaining there until Anicetus became pontiff, and Anicetus became pontiff around the year 157. He was the second pope after Hyginus. Hyginus being succeeded by, so anyway, back on Pope St. Hyginus. So he regulated the Easter holidays, which also regulated Lent and Ash Wednesday and all of that good stuff. He also regulated that all of the churches in the West use the same idea, i.e. the same readings, the same preachings, not the same homilies, but the same things. We talked about Cerdo. Let's see. No one knows when Pope St. Hyginus came to Rome or what brought him to the city. While there are records surrounding other early popes and their elevation to the position, no records are available about Hyginus and his election. Hyginus ruled as pope for 4 years and 6 days, which makes him one of the only popes in history to reign for less than 5 years. Now, a lot of us had a pope live rule for less than 5 years in our lifetime, and that would be Pope John Paul I. I think he ruled for 30 days. I think he died right around 30 days. They called him the September Pope, if I'm not mistaken. So the church picked Pope St. Pius I as the 10th Pope and elevated him to this position on January 11th in the year 140. Also known as Pope St. Pius I, he became a saint because he was a martyr and killed for protecting the church's beliefs. Though Pius reigned for more than 15 years, he became pope while Hyginus was still alive. Some records show that he lived for up to 2 years after leaving the position. Following his death, the church had Hyginus moved to St. Peter's tomb in Rome and buried him on Vatican Hill. Vatican Hill is part of the Seven Hills of Rome and dates back to ancient times. It became part of the city limits in the 9th century after Pope Leo IV had the walls of the city extended to wrap around the hills. He shares his final resting place with several other popes who served both before and after him. So a couple of quick facts about him. He was Greek by birth, and he was the first pope to be born in Greece. He was born around the year 74. He died around the year 142, which would make him about 68. Modern experts believe that he died as a martyr, which led to him becoming a saint. And, of course, he was pre-congregation for the causes of saints. His papacy began around the year 136. It ended January 11th, 140-ish, and Pius I succeeded him as pope and took the position while Hyginus was still alive. The name Hyginus, interestingly, means healthy or wholesome. And in Eastern Christianity, Hyginus is also a saint. The church named January 11th as his feast day. While many historians believe he was a philosopher, others think that early records confused him with two philosophers from the same era who had similar names. So I guess we'll find out eventually. But I'm not in a hurry to find out, and I doubt too many of you guys are. So let's move on to the three Hail Marys novena. O Immaculate Mother, Virgin most powerful, I beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for me purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of my soul, and the special favor I implore in my present necessity. I'm sorry, let me start back from the beginning on this. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, to obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favors we implore in our present necessities. And Mary, we ask you to pray and intercede with your Son on our behalf on those special intentions that we hold closest to our hearts. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayer, graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through the ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessities. Turn then thine eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving memory by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So let's talk about what's coming up. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Eastern, that's 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And if that's too early for you to get up, you can always stream it. Ken is going to do a show on the perpetual virginity of Mary and the quote-unquote brothers and sisters of Jesus. Then on Saturday at noon Eastern, which is 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific, William of Hemsworth is going to do an interview about abortion post-Roe. Last I knew, he had a show that was hovering at number 3. I'm hoping that show has moved up to number 1, but let's keep listening to William and get him to number 1, where he deserves to be and where he belongs. Sir William of Hemsworth has also been doing a great goodness for us by putting all of our shows on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Amazon Podcasts and everywhere else you can get podcasts, I guess. I'll have to ask him about that. Thought you missed Lisa Marie Nicole's show on Saturday the 6th. I've got really good news for you. You didn't miss the show. The show had to be canceled because Mike Aquilino was caught in a major snowstorm in the Northeast. So the show did not go forward, and with that, Lisa Marie Nicole is doing the show on the 20th, which is a Saturday, at the regular time of 6 p.m., and we'll see you there. My name is Richard Pettis. I want you guys to have a blessed rest of your day and a blessed tomorrow until I see you at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, and 12:30 Pacific. And until then, I want you to be blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for bearing with me today through COVID.